Some young people are able to steer clear of gang involvement in the community. At an awards banquet organized by Impactico, a Jesuit program that fosters school achievement, students who excel in schools in Boyle Heights the past year are awarded with trophies and college scholarships.
The next award is for $3,500. I sat next to this gentleman on the plane back from our trip to Canada, and of course he was doing his math homework on the plane, so he didn't talk to me much. Robert Campos.
During this program, however, a chilling reminder of how volatile the community still can be.
I'm sorry, let me interrupt this whole mood for a moment. I'd like to ask all the parents, have Angelica ask them in Spanish in a moment, if you could make sure all of your children are in the room. There was a shooting outside and the police are outside, so can you just make sure your children are here and have them stay in the room and just not go anywhere. Everything is fine. Just make sure all the kids are in here and don't let them go outside, okay?
Un anuncio breve. Acaba de haber una balacera afuera. Por favor, que todos los padres sepan dónde están sus hijos, que todos los niños se queden aquí en este cuarto. Todo está bien, pero tienen que quedarse aquí por ahora, okay? Vamos a seguir.
The announcement refers to little Cesar, who earlier that day is gunned down on his way to work at Homeboy Industries, the 118th young person Father Boyle will have to bury. He was 16 years old. The next day, a peace march from the school Cesar attended to the spot he was murdered begins with a memorial service.
I want to give everyone here the opportunity to pass around the sage. And if you want to say something to Cesar, because this will hopefully invoke the spirits around us.
As one of Caesar's bosses, I just want to say that our office has been noticeably different in the last few days, and his presence is missed, his humor, his friendship and companionship. So we'll pray for him.
As a person from the community that's been here for a while, I just continue to pray, and I see a lot of young people. We need to stay strong. We need to stay as one, as a community, to continue to fight and stop the violence in our community. And hopefully we can continue to do this as a unity, as a whole. Rest in peace, Caesar.
Before we stop, we have the council member here, Antonio Villaraigosa. Would you like to say a few words?
I was there a few minutes after Cesar was shot and killed. The last 6 weeks, I've been at 5 homicides in these neighborhoods. Oftentimes when we read a newspaper, we see a name. That name doesn't have a face. But as we can see here, every one of these deaths a dream deferred, a family shattered, a community hurt. I hope as we walk memory of Cesar and also walk against the violence.
About 50 people proceed about a half mile, tracing little Cesar's last step from the school to the street in which he was killed. A circle of candles and flowers mark the spot on the sidewalk. Several women are crying, including his girlfriend, and then the rosary is prayed in Spanish. Although the violence has decreased in recent years, little Cesar's death represents a disturbing trend, according to Father Boyle.
Because the kid who was killed, a kid named Cesar, who worked in this office, he would have been 17. He was from a tagging crew, and there was something that happened, some party that something got out of hand. There was a fight with another tagging crew. Now, taggers have always traditionally said, we're taggers, we're not gang members, you know. So there's a kind of a claim of innocence, and all they do is write on walls. But once you get into any kind of competitive nature, once you get into, you know, we're better than you, we cross out you, pretty soon we hate you, pretty soon we're armed, and then this happened. So it was like anybody would do. This guy was from a tagging crew. The other guys were mad enough. The other tagging crew. So we had a surge of that in the early 90s, what they called tag banging. And it was where gang members, where taggers started to fight in that way, cross each other out and to shoot at each other. So this doesn't bode well. I mean, I think this is probably the third tagger who's been killed in the last month. And normally that's not something that you have happen, so.
Earlier that day, the mood is very mixed to Homeboy Industries. Hugo and his son Angel are moving into an apartment together. Hugo represents the first ex-gang member to win sole custody of his child. The event is celebrated with a housewarming party as Hugo and Angel appear overwhelmed as numerous gifts are presented.
There we go again.
Oh, that's dinner.
Oh, nice.
Oh, stir fry.
You better use it.
No McDonald's. No more McDonald's.
No more McDonald's.
You're cooking. Not just for the two of you, but we're coming over.
At the same time, there's an air of sadness because of the death of the co-worker, Little Cesar. Co-workers are like family members. Liz, the coordinator of the tattoo removal program, explains.
And so, like, you know, today that's why we're kind of like, nobody really wants to do anything, you know, with work. We're just kind of disbelief.
And people just coming in here to sort of comfort each other in some way, too, then.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
So I see the community sort of coming together. Nobody's openly talking that much about it, but I guess there's an understanding that that's why we're here.
That's true, yeah. We don't talk about it. We'll talk about it later, but like today, because it just happened, we don't want to talk about it, you know? Which is all keep to ourselves, but we're comforting each other at the same time, you know, just our presence to each other, just that's comforting for us. And but then we'll talk about it after the funeral takes place.
Liz, like almost everyone else in this community, has been touched by gang violence before, even though she herself was never a gang member.
I grew up with that in my family. My uncles, my cousins, they're all gang members. Yeah, so I have that experience. My brother's a gang member.
So is that how Father Boyle came to know your family, more or less?
Yes, yeah, because my sister, she was actually running with the wrong crowd. So he was trying to help her get out of that scene. And so that's how my family came to know Father Greg. And then they came, and then he buried my brother-in-law, my cousin, who died, due to gangbanging, and he also buried my fiancé.
So as one life tragically ends, another is given a fresh start. The focus must remain on hope.